Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily news podcast on the big news story. This is Deb Datta and today I bring you Chitleen K. Sethi's piece on whether the Maan government banning the public display of firearms in social media put the Punjab government in a spot. The Bhagwat Maan-led government in Punjab seems to have shot itself in the foot with an order passed earlier this month authorizing the police to take action against those found to be glorifying the use of firearms on social media. On 13th November, Punjab's Home Department had issued detailed orders to curb the growing gun culture in Punjab. The instructions included a complete ban on the display of weapons in public, as well as the glorification of firearms on social media and in songs. However, the execution of the order has brought both embarrassment and criticism for the Maan government. Days after the state police drew flak for booking a 10-year-old child for an old photo of him posing with an alleged toy gun, the Aam Aadmi Party government in Punjab is being criticized by opposition leaders like Bikram Singh Majithia and Amrinder Singh Raja, warring for it and for allegedly falling back on its order and not acting against party leaders whose armed photos are purportedly doing the rounds on social media. In what must have come as an embarrassment to the Aap government, one of the photos being referred to by the opposition is that of the CM himself, possibly dating back to the time when he was in showbiz. Maan had been a stand-up comedian and had also participated in the Great Indian Laughter Challenge on television before turning his attention to politics. The other person whose purported social media images are haunting the party in power in Punjab is Cabinet Minister Anmol Gagan Maan. For the second consecutive day on Wednesday, senior Shiromani Akali Dal leader Bikram Singh Majithia challenged Punjab Director General of Police Gaurav Yadav to take action against Maan, alleging that photos where she's seen posing with weapons were available for anyone to see on various social media platforms. Majithia also posted a photo, purportedly of Maan, where the cabinet minister is seen dressed in a police costume and holding a revolver. Majithia wrote, "Who is the real DGP Punjab? Anmol Gagan Maan, who has not deleted her pictures till now, or the DGP who gave the orders? Why different interpretations of rule for different people? Why FIRs for the common public? Bhagwat Maan, is this a law or the promised change?" A day earlier, Majithia had in a video message asked the DGP to act against Maan in the same way that the police had acted against others for glorifying weapons on their social media platform. A Punjabi language singer and member of Legislative Assembly from Kharar, Maan has a huge following on Instagram and regularly posts photos. While some of the photos flagged by Majithia, purportedly dating back to 2016, were reportedly removed by Maan's team within hours of the said leader's comments, there still appears to be some photos of her posing with arms available on social media. Earlier, on Sunday, Majithia had tweeted a photo of Maan, where the Punjab CM is seen carrying a gun. The image appeared to be a screen grab dating back to Maan's time on television. Majithia wrote with the image, "My friend is fond of weapons, but children are being booked." Majithia is not the only opposition leader training their gun on the AAP administration in Punjab for the gaps in the on-ground execution of its gun order. Congress Chief Amrinder Singh Raja Waring too has taken to Twitter last week to criticize the Amritsar police for booking a 10-year-old child over a social media image. Addressing a press conference on Tuesday, IG Headquarters Sukhchain Singh Gill, who is also the Punjab police spokesperson, told the media that the FIR against that child had been cancelled and departmental action taken against the errant cop. When asked about Cabinet Minister Maan's purported social media images that show her posing with guns, Gill said he was not aware of any such thing. The Punjab government order had come in the wake of the killing of Shiv Sena Taksali leader Sudhir Suri on 4th November and Dera Sacha Sauda follower Pardeep Singh on 10th November. Both had been shot. Earlier this year, singer-rapper and Congress leader Sidhu Moosewala was also shot in Punjab's Mansa. Meanwhile, Punjab police and administration, under attack for the way it's been acting on the Home Department's orders, have been trying to reinterpret the government's missive. On Sunday, the police put a halt in its crackdown on those found to be posing with weapons on social media images and instead requested the public to voluntarily remove all such pictures from the social media platform, allowing 72 hours for it. The police have also diluted the original order, which included a complete ban even on the display of weapons, limiting itself to action only on the glorification of weapons on social media. Gill on Tuesday said, "We have to go by the intention behind the display of a weapon. A person is free to carry a licensed weapon, but it should not be misused. It can be only used for an act of self-defense. While carrying a licensed weapon, the licensee should ensure that a small weapon like a revolver should always be kept in its holster. We understand that there is no option in case a weapon is large, which has to be carried as it is." The state police had registered as many as 137 FIRs between 13th November and Sunday against those alleged displaying firearms in public. Last week, the police had also come under attack after a social media influencer couple was booked for posting their pictures with what they claimed were toy guns. Taking to the media on Tuesday, Gill said that the police had learnt a lesson because of the episode of the 10-year-old boy, and station house officers have since been instructed to ensure that proper investigation is carried out before any person is booked for posting a picture with a weapon on social media. Majithia, in a message to the DGP on Tuesday, asked, however, whether the Punjab police will take action against Maan if her purported photos are not removed at the end of 72 hours. A day earlier, the Shiromani Akali Dal leader had demanded action against those who he claimed were going around brandishing weapons to instill fear among people. Addressing a press conference in Mukeria, Majithia alleged police inaction in such cases. Earlier this month, the leader had openly attacked Sikh preacher Amritpal Singh Sandhu for travelling across Punjab and addressing gatherings espousing the cause of Khalistan flanked by heavily armed men. Waring had also highlighted Sandhu's free run across the state in the company of armed men. On 18th November, Waring had posted a video of Sandhu and his supporters who had reached Moga city for a public meeting armed with weapons. He wrote, "People are cocking a snook at our Punjab government's order banning public display of weapons, including in songs. Here, people are openly defying the ban in Moga by openly carrying weapons. Does the will of government really run anywhere in Punjab?" The Congress leader later also posted a photo of Sandhu carrying a weapon and posing with an armed supporter. He wrote, "We welcome and appreciate baptizing youth and bringing them close to Sikhi. But for Guru's sake, don't promote weapons which will eventually lead to violence. We have already paid a horrible price. Those horrible memories are still haunting us. Please don't push Punjab again into dark era." While one of Sandhu's aide was booked on 22nd November for exhibiting weapons on social media, no action has been taken yet against anyone in the leader's retinue for displaying weapons in public. Thank you for tuning into the Print AM. Stay tuned for more.